This is Simply Lowai, and you're listening to The Expert with a Heart.
We live in a world of acronyms. That much is for sure. When it comes to financial awareness especially, there are quite a number. Just when you've sort of understood SIPs, I hope you've understood it really well because we've done quite a number of episodes on Simply Lowai. By the way, welcome to the podcast. There is yet another three-letter acronym we bring to you today. PMS, Portfolio Management Services. My name is Sheetal and I'm going to be joined by Lowai Navlaki, whose podcast it is. And he is MD and CEO of International Money Matters Private Limited. But we're also going to be joined by Rahul Jain, who's Senior Vice President, Advisory and Head Research. Thank you so much, Rahul and Lowai, for joining us on Simply Lowai.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As always, we like to start with the basics. And therefore, the question is, what is Portfolio Management Services? What does it refer to?
So to keep it very simple, it's a portfolio wherein you choose the fund manager and that fund manager customizes the portfolio. And it is a specific portfolio designed for that individual. Unlike a mutual fund, which is a pool of investment, but in portfolio management services, it's a customized portfolio that gets created.
The other question then is mutual funds, right? Some of our viewers might get a bit confused or might be feeling a bit, iffy about whether they've got PMS, right? So if you could make the distinction between PMS and MF, that would be great.
There are multiple differences in terms of a regulatory framework. There is also the differentiation on the taxation and how does one operate the operating model of this portfolio. So to begin with, portfolio management services gets into the customization of the portfolio and it belongs to the individual of that individual who has invested into the PMSs. Wherein in mutual funds, all the investors combined together will have a single portfolio and they get units and every investor will have same growth, same units depending on how much quantum they have put in and it gets disclosed on a daily basis. As per the SEBI regulation, it needs to be disclosed on a daily basis, which is not the case in portfolio management services. Taxation is again, it differs from individual versus the pool of investor, which is like in mutual funds, you pay taxation at the time of redemption. But in portfolio management services, as and when there are changes, one actually have to pay taxes on the basis of transaction. So broadly, it is unitization versus non-unitization and customized versus non-customized is the big difference.
Also, I would add, I think the big difference is that the minimum amounts are different. So mutual fund is typically meant for the retail investor. So anything above 500 rupees, 200 rupees, you can invest. But in a portfolio management scheme, you typically have a minimum of a 50 lakh investment. So it's meant for probably a little more sophisticated investors who can take a little more risk.
So in that case, what are the typical strategies that are employed in PMS? Is it about focusing on debt securities, mid-cap, small-cap stocks, or would that be hybrid portfolios? Help us understand some of the strategies deployed in this area.
So portfolio management services tend to look at creating alpha in the market. And for that, they prefer to have small cap companies or mid cap companies, because that is where little more of extra research is needed and they want to take slightly higher bets. So in market, we tend to see more of a mid cap and a small cap biased PMSs, but fund managers are free to come with any strategy. It can be debt strategy, equity strategy, within equity, predominantly large cap. But we do not see more of a large cap. We see small cap and mid cap as the underlying holding. But from the SEBI's requirement standpoint, they categorize themselves into a flexi-cap category. And what does it mean to them and to the investor is, fund manager, after choosing flexi-cap as their strategy, they are free to get into either large-cap, mid-cap or small-cap. But as a research house, when we have to review those schemes, then we tend to do more deep-dive research and see where does it actually fall. Flexi-cap is a broad guidelines for them, but for our investor, then we look at it, is it small cap tilted or is it towards mid cap?
So I think the important differentiation is that, you know, in mutual funds, fund manager tends to pick a large pool of stocks because we are now trying to get a little extra return as compared to benchmarks. the portfolio management scheme fund manager will tend to choose a smaller list of stocks in the same sort of basket, primarily to see that can I use my expertise to pick better performing stocks in that pool, and therefore can I give that little extra alpha. Because also the one other difference possibly is that the portfolio management scheme has a slightly higher cost as compared to mutual fund, because it's a little more customized as compared to a mutual fund.
Yeah, so number of stock, I just want to add, tend to be in the range of 15 to 30-35. Mutual funds, it starts with 30. The focus category fund in mutual fund is considered like a replica of PMS, which actually buy 30 stock. And I think PMSs end with 30 stock as their top holding, number of holding, and goes as high as 150, 200, 250 as well. So concentrated versus non-concentrated is also something which is very, very different.
Since this is such a hot topic these days, quite a number of conversations around PMS, it's entered drawing room conversations as well. I thought I must ask you, yeah, what are the ways in which one can evaluate the performance of a particular choice that you might have made in this area? And how does one go about picking a portfolio manager?
I would say this is becoming increasingly difficult. And to that extent, I think our role is becoming even more important. I remember 15 years back, there were limited PMS. And recently, I was looking at the data. I got, 450 PMSs, which are anyway declaring the numbers, which is almost 10 times the mutual funds which are there. We have 42, 43 mutual funds, and you're talking about 440 PMSs. So to that extent, there is a lot more differentiated strategies. And since we also talked about, it creates a portfolio which is customized. So for us, for anyone who is looking at the data, data is not very crystal clear, readily available as compared to mutual funds. So it needs a lot more hardworking requirement to get those data either from the website, from the fund managers, from the fund houses, and then look at it. What is the authenticity of this data? SEBI has done good work in terms of creating some kind of a guardrail, saying these are the things you should be looking at, or these are the ways you should be declaring the numbers. So some bit of a number is definitely coming in, but to get into if it is, what is the starting point, for example? What is the AUM? Is it on a small base? Is it on a high base? So all those things are very, very critical for us to look at it. But what we look at it is, what is the breakup of large cap, mid cap, small cap? How has the portfolio shifted from these asset classes over time? And for that, we have to look at data 6 months back, how was the portfolio? 1 year back, what was the portfolio? And the challenge is if the data is available or no. And lastly is the return. How has been the return? And for us, the benchmark is one benchmark given by the PMS houses. Second benchmark is what we feel is the right benchmark. What if they have bought small cap as the higher allocation? We want to also compare with small cap. And then the last thing is, since mutual funds are the traditional and the long-term product which are available in the industry, we want to also compare with mutual funds. So these are the big differences to compare. These are the big things that we want to look at it.
I think every investor obviously wants to make maximum return. And that's the tough part in the PMS, because each of these different fund managers might have different strategies. And there is no single strategy that plays out, continuously as the best strategy. So you tend to look back and see how the performance has been. But it's important to understand before you invest what type of strategy will work for you, whether you are okay with a lot of churn in the portfolio, whether you'd rather prefer to have less income tax incidence on your PMS investment, or are you willing to take very sharp drawdowns in your value, because there is a very sharp upside possible when things go well. So a lot of those things also come into play. And I think the involvement of the advisor in this space is becoming even more important, not just from a return calculation, but just the hand-holding and telling them that, something is not doing well temporarily. It's a temporary situation. and it'll turn around.
Now, Lovai and Rahul, transparency is another key concern for anyone who's putting in market into various investment options and hoping for that money to grow. So tell us about the transparency associated with PMSs.
So primarily, the PMS ends up giving data on a month-end basis. It's very difficult to find daily transactions. Some of them do give you access to the to their software where you can see what they bought, sold the previous day. Some of the PMSs have had situations where they have found investors putting a small sum of money in the PMS and then replicating it outside for themselves. So from that point of view, they tend to, you know, want to not give full sort of disclosure. But you can look at, in many PMSs today, access to software where you can see what is bought, sold the previous day.
Now we come to another important aspect, pros, cons, advantages, benefits, etc. I specifically want to ask you about the benefit of PMSs for people or investors with a high risk tolerance as compared to other traditional investment options. If you could help us understand that and also the taxation aspects involved with PMSs.
The big difference, the PMS, or the big advantage that PMS gives you, is they can have a concentrated portfolio, which mutual fund cannot. And they can buy as high as even 20-25% of a single stock. We don't see that in mutual fund. We want research to be there on these stocks, at a thorough research for a small cap, which tend to be ignored by small cap mutual fund guys because for them the size is very large. But a PMS, because of the boutique, because of the small size of fund that they are managing, they are okay to look at the smaller companies, which tend to give you higher alpha. But it comes with some disadvantages as well, because it is actively managed, and it is PMSs are actively managed, and it is bought and sold in your account. You tend to pay taxes as and when there are transactions incurred, which is not the case in mutual funds. Mutual funds work with higher size in terms of the quantum. They must be easily, most of the PMSs versus small cap fund, I look at it, is maybe 10x or 50x kind of a differential. So they operate on a size, and to that extent, cost is lesser. PMSs, their focus is generating higher return. To that extent, they are okay to take higher share of profits and management fees, which investors are also okay. So their cost model is slightly also on the expensive side. And to that extent, risk and the volatility of the PMS portfolio tend to be higher as compared to a mutual fund portfolio.
Also, I think the final thing would be that because the amounts are larger, it's great cocktail conversation. You don't have a cocktail conversation talking about, you know, this mutual fund of mine did well. But a particular PMS becomes a nice cocktail conversation as well.
And finally, as we have successfully unboxed PMSs so far, how would you determine the suitability of a particular investor to a PMS strategy? Do help us understand that.
So I think the first step that we tend to look at is from an allocation standpoint. Because the PMS has a minimum investment of 50 lakh, and we would say that, you know, it may not be advisable to put more than, say, 10% of your money with a single fund manager. So unless you have a 5 crore investable amount, then the PMS may be a bit too concentrated. The other thing is that because different strategies of PMS work well at different points in time, we like to create a portfolio of PMS. So, you know, it could be one, it could be two, it could be even three PMSs in combo will work very well. So obviously, one of them will do the best at one particular point of time. The other one might overtake it later. So again, if I'm going to do two PMSs as an example, and therefore 1 crore is going to go there, again, you know, the 5 crore, 6 crore, maybe 8 crore sort of portfolio might be necessary for you to not react too much to ups and downs of the PMS, which I think is something that you have to be ready for when you get into the PMS investment.
Well, thank you so much, Lovai and Rahul, for helping us unbox yet another term on Simply Lovai.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was fun.
And the upcoming episodes should also be interesting. We're going to be talking about transition management, the psychology of you know, navigating tougher situations in life with respect to your finances. So those episodes are going to be particularly interesting. But right now, thank you so much for helping us with PMS.
That was an episode of the Simply Lovi podcast series, Expert with a Heart.